Call from Philly Radio Campaign.
Speaking, how can I help you?
Hi, good afternoon. I was calling, I heard about your home care services on the radio.
Yes.
And I wanted to get some information, I guess, about you guys.
Okay, sure, I'm happy to help. For who is the services for?
It's my client, Janine Williams.
Okay. And what is it that you're looking for? Are you already with an agency? Are you new to this?
Am I what?
Are you new to the program?
Is this it's a home care agency, right?
Yes, yes, yes. This is a home care agency.
Okay, that's what I'm interested in, the agency.
Perfect.
I'm already in with an agency.
Mm-hmm.
She has 24-hour care. I wanted to know what was you guys' pay rate, where were you located. Just some information about you guys before I decide to transfer.
Of course. Sure, no problem. So how many hours did you get approved in total per week?
She gets 24 hours a day.
24 hours a day. How many hours?
She have all around the clock here.
So you're doing 12-hour shifts?
I do 12-hour shifts on Saturday and Sunday. My pay rate is $14.50. My overtime pay is $21.75.
Mm-hmm.
I have 4 aides.
Caregivers. Okay. So you want us to match the rate?
Of course.
Okay, so let me ask one second. One second, so 24-hour care, 4 caregivers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So every caregiver is getting $14.50 an hour?
I'm not sure. I think the rest of them get $13.50. I had her for 14 years. The agency that I'm with now, and I've been with them for 6 years. I can't say what they get paid, but I know what I get paid.
Right, correct. Okay, that I understand. So let me see. Let me ask. Give me just one second. I'm waiting for an answer.
Do you guys have like sick time, PTO time, holiday pay?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. How many hours are you doing per week? Do you know?
I do 9.5. Monday through Thursday, because I just started taking off every Friday. And I do 12 hours on Saturday and Sunday, which is every other Saturday.
Okay.
Because I need a break, too.
Right.
So I normally used to do, like, 63 hours with her,
mm-hmm.
or 66, but I do 9.5 Monday through Thursday. Made a pick. Monday through Thursday. I do 9.5. I work overnight on Thursday, which is 8 hours.
The total per week, about, approximately?
Wait a minute. I'll tell you.
Sure.
I do 70 hours. But like I said, every Friday I'm off, but I do overnight on Thursday, and every other Saturday I take off.
So you're doing about 70 hours.
I would say 60, so I would say like 53.
53?
63.
63, okay, so 63 hours per week, and you want $14.50, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
My overtime is $21.75.
Yes, so definitely we can approve overtime. Okay, and you're willing and you want to transfer over the other caregivers as well, correct?
I'm bringing everybody with me.
Right, okay.
I'm actually the head of the aide.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, so you're in charge.
Yes.
Gotcha, okay. And the patient is with Keystone First?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So, yes, I can offer you the $14.50 an hour for your hours plus the overtime.
$25.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. You would just be giving me the same $14.50?
Yes, I'll match your rate. How does that sound?
Number two? Okay. $25. Excuse me, I was at the gas station.
No worries.
So that's not actually made to my rate because that's what I make.
Right, so that's what I was asking. If you want me to match the rate,
No.
Then you're getting right now.
I'm making that now. Yeah, I make $14.50 right now. And actually, my client that I have, like, she suffers with multiple cirrhosis.
Mm-hmm.
She's a real big case to handle, and I'm only actually willing to change because the agency that I'm with,
mm-hmm.
they only have, like, patients, and they don't speak English. And I need someone who can speak because she can't speak.
I see.
I mean, it's just that they don't have what I need right now.
Okay, so look, I'll offer you like this. Just for yourself, I can offer you the $14.75. Okay? And then for the other caregivers, I guess we'll find out how much they're getting. And we'll take it from there. But we're pretty flexible. We're here to work with you and make sure you're happy.
And where are you located?
We are in Philadelphia area. Where are you located? Which county?
In Philadelphia area.
Perfect, yes.
So where is the office?
Our office is on Winding Drive. But also another thing I was going to mention, that you don't have to come to the office because we make things easier for everyone. We do everything online, through email, mail, text. No, we have different options just to make it easier for everyone. Unless you want to meet someone in person, we can send a representative to you as well if you don't want to come to the office.
No, but I would like to meet someone, you know.
Yeah,
of course,
we can do that.
Because I don't want it to be like weird, though. It's a company that says one thing and then you don't want to get
No, we don't do that, honestly. We're not here to waste your time or our time. You know?
Okay.
Pretty busy, so we don't have that time, honestly.
Okay, so...
being honest.
Well, if I was to have call-outs, will you guys be able to send out different aids for filling?
For sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so whatever you want to set something up, you want to set me up to meet the rep?
Sure.
How far are you guys?
So we are on Winding Drive. I can give you the exact address.
Winding Drive. What is that close to?
Let me see. Hold on. One Winding Drive, Philadelphia, and the zip code is 19131.
So 19131?
You got it. Mm-hmm.
So that's like in the North Philly? Are you saying?
Yes.
Is that in the North Philly area?
Yes.
Okay, because I live in North Philly.
Perfect. So, yeah, we're probably pretty close.
Okay.
Could I give you my
number and you can text me the address?
Yeah, perfect. Let me write down some information so we know we spoke and what we spoke. What's your name?
My name is Deborah Glover, D-E-B-O-R-A-H.
Mm-hmm.
G-L-O-V-E-R.
Okay, and what's the patient's first and last name?
Jenene, G-I-N-E-N-E, Williams.
G-I-N-E-N-E. Okay, Williams with an S?
Yes.
Okay, what's his date of birth?
761964.
761964?
1964, yes.
Okay, perfect. And where does she live? What's her home address?
I'm not going to give up all that information until, like, I'm ready to, like, meet someone. And, you know, I want to come and meet and see what everything about, you
okay,
know, before
no
I do.
Give me just 1 second, just a second. Hello? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, let me see. 1 second. Okay. Just looking up the Medicaid. You said it's 24-hour care. I'm just taking notes here so we know what we spoke. Okay, so what do you think? You want me to help you out with the process? I can have my intake team speak to you as well.
Wait, one minute. I just have to take 1 second. Let me take off for a speaker. Sorry. But that was working up.
Yeah, I hear you now.
You hear me?
You said what?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want me to help you out with a transfer? Also, I wanted to mention, if you want, what we could do is, if you're interested and everything works out, we can do like a, what we usually do is we do like a three-way call with a service coordinator from Keystone First, and we let them know that you're interested in a transfer. So like this, you still get paid while we transfer.
Because I'm the HUD coordinator and I have like good correspondence. So if I was to, you know, I'll be able to kind of, you know, reach out to her, let her know what I'm going to do, this and the third, you know, and
right.
She'll pick it up from there.
Right. Okay. Sure.
I have a good relationship with the coordinator. It wouldn't be no big thing.
Amazing. Okay. Perfect. So what we could do now is I can have my intake team give you a call. Do you have a specific time?
No.
No.
Would it be today, tomorrow? If
yeah,
it's going
today.
To be tomorrow, would it be today?
Today.
Okay,
yeah,
well, I should be done driving about 3:30.
Okay, perfect. How soon do you want to do the transfer?
I'm going to see what I told you. I want to get some more information about you guys. Like, I want to know how much sick time do they get? Like, how much do they have medical? Like, it's different things I want to know that the company has. Like, it's things that I want to know before I jump over to it.
Got it.
Because if there's nothing that we have at this company, there's no need for me to.
Right.
If it's not offering, you know, better services than where I'm at, it's no need to. And like I said, basically, it's my change for a reason is because they're hiring a lot of Haitians, and they don't speak English, and my client do speak. Like, she's deadbound, and it's hard for them to find, like, people who speak English. you know, people who comes in, this, you can tell a job that you've been doing this for 10 or 15 years, but when you get to me, you don't even know how to change a diaper. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I need some well-trained aides.
Got it. Okay, no
problem. Everybody that come in, I train. And it's like, only thing I should really have to show you is what gets done with her and what needs to be done, like her medications and different things like that. I shouldn't have to hold your hand and take you through the whole process.
Got it. Right.
You know what I'm saying? I just need better help.
Right. Okay, for sure, for sure. So you need additional caregivers as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Backup.
Yeah. Okay, so let me have my intake and give you a call. Anytime is good. We can just reach out to you.
Well, I should be done driving at the 3:30.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I'll have her call you after. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.
All right. Nice talking to you.
Mm-hmm. Likewise. Okay. Hello?